Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk about the book of Revelation. It's such a fascinating book. It's certainly a book that has captivated and preoccupied some dimensions of the Christian community for years. Preoccupied because it talks about the end times, and that's kind of the focus that many people have on it, sort of preoccupied with trying to read all the symbolism and the prophetic meaning that's present in the book. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Give a simple, just a very simple introduction to this book that the church brings to us in these days as we approach the end of the church year. We're looking at both gospel readings that kind of talk about the end times or preparing for the final coming and the judgment of Jesus. We're talking about the book of Revelation, which gives some picture of what is to come. But Revelation, first of all, it does give us a look into the heart of God, the heart of Jesus, who Jesus is. It's one of the most beautiful things about this letter, this book, is the revelation of the glory and majesty of Jesus Christ. And it's so important for us to be able, as believers, as followers of Jesus, to understand who he is, his beauty and his majesty. And it's really one of the fundamental missions of the Holy Spirit is to reveal to every human heart the glory and majesty of Jesus, his lordship, his victory, and give us faith vision of reality, but also a capacity within our hearts to trust and to see and to understand who Christ is, not just in the big picture generically, but what he is for us individually. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. His victory is a gift not only to the whole world and those who want to receive him, but it's a gift to me personally. He has saved me. I mean, we teach so clearly and beautifully in the church that once we're baptized into Christ, we can say that we have been saved. We are being saved by him. And if we endure to the end, we will be saved by him. And so salvation is possible. Eternal salvation for all is possible because of the sacrifice of Jesus, because of his power to bring about what he promised. Jesus is the ultimate deliverer. He will deliver what he promised. He's not a man that he should lie, in the sense he's the God-man who speaks only the truth. And we'll see here in this letter how much he loves both who he is in his power and his majesty, and the love that he has for us. He's not an indifferent, impersonal, distant, disappointed God. He's not aloof. He's not fickle. He's love itself. He's constant love. He's coming to you with love every day. The devil wants, of course, as I was saying yesterday, to steal that security and confidence from you. He doesn't want you to be able to rest in him, to be able to trust Jesus so that no matter what the circumstances of your life, you're confident you're going to be okay. That in the midst of tremendous hardship, you can still say, all is well. I mean, the pain is real. The difficulty of struggle is real. In this letter, the temptations the Christian community experience are very real. Their failures, the pressures from the world around, the persecution and the trial, sickness and death, it's all there in this valley of tears. It's real. And so Christianity is not a pie in the sky look at things and at reality. It's not pretending hardship does not accompany all of us in some way in this world. But it's the recognition that even in the midst of all that trial, the one who has conquered it all is with us. We're in the palm of his hand. Even the church in its moment of weakness here and its trial, which the trial against the church and its battle against the enemy is going to keep happening until Jesus comes again in glory. But we have in Christ, in his promise, in his presence, in his commitment to the church, everything we need to endure whatever comes our way. And so this book, this letter, the Revelation of St. John, helps us see and understand how is it that we can face the trials. What are the means by which Christ gives us strength, and how can we see and understand ourselves and in the church in this situation? So I ended yesterday with verse 5 in chapter 1, where John is describing, John's first greeting those he's writing a letter to the seven churches in Asia Minor. And then he declares here at the end who Jesus is. It's one of the places in the New Testament that you can see the titles that are given to Jesus, the unique titles that are his. And in verse 5, he says, "And from Jesus Christ, number one, the faithful witness, number two, the firstborn from the dead, and number three, the ruler of the kings on the earth." Okay, faithful witness, what does that mean? Well, Jesus came as a witness to the kingdom of God, didn't he? He was a messenger from heaven. He was a word spoken to us, the most pure and perfect word, the very word of God that was spoken to the whole world about God the Father, about the meaning of human life, about the condition of the human race, of God's plan and purpose, what God thinks about us. So Jesus revealed God as our Father. He revealed in himself what it means to be God's child. He taught us what love is. He taught us what God's plan is for us. He showed us the way to salvation. So what Jesus revealed to us was the truth, not a truth or his truth. It is the truth about God's nature, about you, about your origin, purpose, and destiny, your identity, who you are. Jesus revealed it all. He spoke the truth about man. He spoke the truth about sin. He spoke the truth about the world, the flesh, and the devil. He bore witness to the presence and power of the kingdom of God in his life by his preaching and working of signs and wonders, ultimately his rising from the dead to the right hand of the Father in glory. He revealed and unmasked the demonic strategy against him, the reality of Satan and who Satan is, and his strategies against each and every one of us, that he's a liar, he's a murderer, he's a liar from the beginning, deceiver, and he's our mortal enemy. And it's Satan and sin that's the source of all human struggle and trial. And as Jesus said, it's the sin condition, the sin-sick condition of the human race that results in death. And these are the two great enemies, ultimately, of the human race. We're up against the world, the flesh, and the devil. But those realities end up leading us into is to become slaves to sin, which produces death. And those are powers over the human mind and the human heart that no human being can lift on our own strength. So Jesus came to break the back of Satan and the world, the flesh, and the devil, and to give us victory over sin so that we can have victory over death, so we can share in all that belongs to him. So Jesus is the faithful one who bore witness to it all. He's absolutely trustworthy. Number two, he's the firstborn from the dead. What does it mean that he died before all of us? No, he's the first one who passed from death to life. He's the first one who conquered, swallowed up death in victory. He's the second Adam now. He's the one who's siring, you could say, a whole new race of people. He's the firstborn of a new creation, Scripture says. Something entirely new and entirely different is begun in the person of Jesus. The new thing God has done, God's answer to the sin problem and the death problem, it's the person of Jesus Christ. And he was born into, he passed from death to life. He came to life again. He was in the womb of the earth. He died. And he passed through that darkness and death, and he came to life again. And the life that's in him now is an indestructible life. It's eternal life. It's a life that cannot be destroyed. And that life that's indestructible is now present in a human heart, in the heart of Jesus Christ. And so something entirely new happened to the human race in the person of Jesus. It's his power. It's the life that raised him from the dead that's poured out into the earth, into the church, that is the now the means by which human beings can access the mercy and the power of God for their salvation. So each one of us can be born again, and we're going to pass through death like Jesus did, and we're going to enter eternal life. That's why he's the firstborn. Every one of us is going to die. The question is, are we going to rise again to eternal life? That's the question. There's only two destinies, eternal life in Christ or eternal separation in death apart from God for all eternity. The church exists to make known the mercy of Christ and this reality and to offer it to the world. So Jesus is the faithful witness. He's the firstborn from the dead, and he's the ruler of the kings of the earth. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking about the psalm King David wrote, Psalm 2, where he says, the kings and rulers of the earth set themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. The constant temptation of the world to define itself apart from God, human beings of power and influence, many times without even realizing under demonic assistance, end up crafting whole political systems and leading whole nations to set themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. It's what's happening in China today. It's what happened in the Soviet Union. It's happening in many ways in our culture today. There's a rising resistance against God. When the human heart distances itself from God, we fall into darkness and we're offended by God, by God's worldview. We're offended by God's plan. We're offended by his diagnosis of us, of the human condition, and we set ourselves against God. And the rulers of the earth think they can craft a reality that's going to be somehow free and separate and victorious from the chains that God binds us with, meaning his commandments and his way and his natural law and the rest of it. But there really is only one king over all of God's creation, and that's Jesus. The rulers of the earth that set themselves against God seem powerful for a time, you know, the Napoleons or Lenins or Stalins or whatever. They seem powerful for a time, but look how quickly they're gone. Soon they're dust and ashes. They pound their chests. They beat their chests. They cause lots of trouble. They dominate for a period of time, but then they're gone. And they come under the judgment of Jesus Christ. Friends, all human history is in the hands of Jesus Christ. All of this amazing cosmos and universe that scientists help us see and understand more and more, this universe that we inhabit that's so stunning and magnificent and breathtaking and awesome and powerful and almost beyond description in its mystery, it's something that God just created at the word of his command. It's that king, it's that Lord who John sees here as the ruler of the kings of the earth. And every king, whether he resists him or she resists him, every queen resists him here or not now, is going to eventually bow the knee and confess with their lips, whether they want to or not, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that his is the final word, that he's the one ruler and the one king that deserves our total, absolute loyalty. And he's the one who holds the future in his hands. That's the one who John is speaking about here, the faithful witness. That's what we're called to be, friends, faithful witnesses. Number two, to be born again with Jesus. And number three, to come under his rule and reign and to serve his kingship while we're here on earth. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.